Chapter 2. Getting Carried Away.
We're inside it. We are inside a tornado. OMG! It swallowed us like it did the flower pot. I feel the treehouse being lifted up and whirled around. It's like we're on a spinning ride at an amusement park. Only this isn't any fun. Okay, maybe it's a teensy bit fun, but it would be more fun if it weren't so scary. We're going round and round and round. I hold on to Prince with one hand, and with my other hand, I squeeze the window ledge tightly. My knuckles are white. Woof, woof, woof! Prince barks, and he slips out of my grasp. Oh, no! Robin, Penny, and Frankie are still on their cushions on the floor, sliding back and forth. The treehouse keeps tilting and whirling and spinning, making me feel dizzy and sick. Please don't throw up. Please don't throw up. I cannot think of anything more embarrassing than vomiting all over my friend's treehouse. We all go sliding to the left. Ah! I see Prince fly through the air. We all go sliding to the right. Ah! Prince flies through the air in the other direction. I reach out to try and grab him, but I can't. We're moving too fast. And then we're dropping. We're falling from the sky. Hold on tight! I scream as we smash, land on the ground. Everything is still. Everything is quiet. Somehow, I'm still standing, even though every part of my body is shaking. My feet feel like jelly. The treehouse is back on the ground and no longer tilted on one side. Whew! We must have plonked back down in another part of Robin's backyard. Any second, I'm sure her parents will come running out of the main house to check on us. Woof, woof! Prince barks and darts over to me. I pick him up and his little legs are quivering. Poor baby, I say, nuzzling his head and ears. You okay? He whimpers and licks my face. Is everyone else okay? I ask, looking up. Frankie, Robin, and Penny are slowly standing up from the ground. Their eyes are huge, and they all look disheveled, even Penny. That was intense, Penny says. I think I swallowed my gum. So intense, Robin says, and really scary. So scary, Frankie says. I can't believe the whole treehouse got picked up and moved. Are we somewhere in my backyard? Robin asks. I turn back to the window. Miraculously, it isn't broken, but it's all fogged up. I try to wipe it with my sleeve, but it keeps fogging up again. We should get out of here, Frankie says, in case the treehouse is about to collapse in on itself or something. Eek! She reaches for the door handle and tries to pull it open, but it doesn't budge. It's stuck, Frankie says. Let me see, I say. I think it's just locked. I unlock it and pull the door open. The sun is shining. The sky is bright blue. The wind is gone. And this is for sure not Robin's backyard. Robin's main house is gone. Instead, there are beautiful tall flowers all around us. Daffodils and sunflowers and tulips in a million different colors. Red, blue, purple, pink, and the stems go up to our knees. There's a bridge nearby that crosses a bright blue stream. It's like we're in the most beautiful garden ever, and it's all in technicolor. All four of us step outside onto the lush grass. I'm still holding Prince in my arms. Wow, Robin says. That tornado took us at least a block away. Shivers spread down my spine. Why do I get the feeling that we're much more than a block away? I'm almost positive that somehow the tornado took us to a different world, the way my magic mirror does. But where could we be? A fairy tale? A book? Or somewhere else? Prince squirms out of my arms, and I put him down on what looks like a road. A yellow road. A yellow road made of bricks. Wait. A yellow road made of bricks? A A yellow brick road? A yellow brick road! A tornado! Far off on the horizon, I see a massive wall of green. Bright, sparkling green. Emerald colored, even. An emerald city? No way. Oh, wow. The Emerald City! It's Oz! It has to be! We're in the Wizard of Oz! Penny grabs my arm. Abby, she whispers. Yes, I squeak. She laughs. I've got a feeling we're not in Smithville anymore. I smile. I can't help it. Have you figured out where we are? I have! She squeals. Me too, I say, laughing. I love The Wizard of Oz. I've never read the book, but I've definitely seen the movie. It's about a girl named Dorothy who gets whisked away by a tornado from her farm in Kansas to the magical land of Oz. I sneeze again, but Penny is in too good of a mood to notice. She bends to sniff a hot pink tulip and does a little dance. I've been wishing for something like this to happen ever since our last adventure. Hurrah! Frankie, still understandably clueless, puts her hands on her hips. Are you guys going to tell us what's happening, or just make us feel bad for not knowing? Oh, you know where we are too, Penny says, and then she points to the right. Look over there! We turn to look. There are a bunch of short men and women about my height, dressed in blue, whispering to one another. They are all wearing tall, pointy hats with bells on them. Pointy boots, too. They keep looking at us and looking away. Who are they? Frankie asks. They're Munchkins, I say. Munchkins? Robin repeats, looking confused. The donut holes? Not that kind of munchkin, Penny says. They're people, not food. Think about it. Munchkins. A yellow brick road. A tornado that carried us away. Sound familiar? Frankie crosses her arms. Penny, clearly you're referring to The Wizard of Oz. Like the movie? Robin asks. Frankie nods. A movie based on the book called The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. There are 14 books in the Oz series, but I only read the first one. I never read it, Robin says, shrugging, or saw the movie. Really? I ask. How can that be? It's a classic. Robin shrugs again. I don't think it's on Netflix. Well, you'll get to see a whole lot of Oz right now, Penny says excitedly, because that's where we are. Do you mean like Disneyland? Frankie asks, looking around. Or Harry Potter World? Did they make an Oz World? Penny beams. No, I mean we're in actual Oz. Frankie throws her arms in the air. How is that possible? You might want to ask Abby about that, Penny says, grinning. But then instead of letting me answer, she continues. She has a magic mirror in her basement, and while she refuses to take me through it, sometimes the magic pulls her into different books, which is probably what happened here. We all went to Alice in Wonderland together, but you guys don't remember because of the magic powder. But I do, and it was awesome. Frankie frowns. Penny, did you hit your head on the wall during the tornado? I think you might have. I sigh. I guess I have to tell them the whole story. She didn't hit her head. The four of us really did go into Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, and now it seems like we're really inside the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Abby, Frankie says, looking worried, I think you may have hit your head, too. I guess it's possible. But it's more possible that the same thing that happened when we went into Alice's Adventures in Wonderland is happening again. And that thing is an evil fairy named Gluck. Did Gluck create the tornado to send us here? To trap us here? So I'll stop trying to save Mary Rose? Yeah, he probably did. And now the four of us are here in a story. Again.
crumbs. Woof! 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 Prince starts barking again and running around in a circle. I freeze. Did Prince just spot Gluck somewhere? I glance around, but don't see anyone aside from the Munchkins, who seem to be ignoring us. Prince peers up at the sky and howls. Uh-oh. I hope it's not another tornado. I look up, too. We all do. Frankie, Robin, Penny, the Munchkins. Oh, wow. A house is in the sky. In the sky! Flying in the sky? No, falling from the sky. The house is falling faster and faster, and it's headed right toward us. Ah! Run! I order. We all dive for cover. I hide behind a row of sunflowers, cradling Prince in my arms. Frankie, Robin, and Penny crouch down beside us, and the Munchkins seem to vanish from sight entirely. Then, with an ear-smashing crack, the house lands right on top of Robin's treehouse. Since the house that fell is an actual-sized house and made of brick, there is nothing left of the treehouse at all. It's just totally gone, smashed to smithereens. Poor Robin. I cough and sneeze, though not from my cold. Dust from the crash is everywhere. I wave the air in front of my face to try and see. Wait, the door to the house is opening. The dust begins to clear. We're all staring at the house's door. A girl steps out. She's wearing a blue and white gingham dress and white chunky shoes and is holding a small picnic basket. Her brown hair is woven into two braids that fall just past her shoulders. She has pale skin and big brown eyes, and she looks a little younger than me and my friends. She's also carrying a little black dog. I gasp. It's